Welcome to MN90, Minnesota History in 90 Seconds.
A Minnesota landmark faces an important birthday this year. Split Rock Lighthouse on Lake Superior turns 100 years old. Terry Toby is the program manager there.
For Minnesota, it's a source of pride. So many people from all around the state come here and have come here on their summer visits. Everybody, it seems, has Split Rock in their photo albums from when they were a kid.
Split Rock hasn't been in operation since 1969. Yet that hasn't kept tens of thousands of tourists from visiting the site annually. So what is it that keeps people coming?
They're nostalgic about getting back to an isolated lifestyle in a beautiful place that's by the sea.
Glamorous as it might seem, though, life as a lighthouse keeper 100 years ago was hardly easy.
Basically, it was three men, and they each had their own house here, and you would think they would have a regular family life, but in fact, because there was no road, their children couldn't go to schools because there was no bus. The other factor to think about is that they had to do all the work 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. So that included what were usually four-hour shifts at night to keep the light on.
MN90 is a co-production of the Minnesota Historical Society and AMPRS, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, online at mn90.org.